day of the appearance of Sri Radha Vrindavan Chandra, Sri Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Maharani, Sri Gaur Nitai, and Sri Balaji. In the Uddhava Gita, Lord Sri Krishna tells Uddhava that sometimes the presence of the Lord is evoked temporarily in a picture or something that people make on the ground. You might have seen sometimes Hanuman and different pictures people make. And the Lord is evoked and the Lord is sent back. Whereas in a Shaligram Shila, the Lord is permanently present. To invite the Lord to come and be present in Shaligram Shila is considered offensive. Because Shaligram Shila, at all times he is present. Whereas in the Ashtadhatus, eight elements, when the Lord is established in the deity form, and when he is invoked, his presence is invoked, and then he becomes present. And in such a deity form, the Lord will remain in that personal form for eternity. If provided the devotees living at his lotus feet create a favorable culture for the Lord to remain. Otherwise, the Lord will go away. So, you will see, when we keep our room unclean, we have rats and cockroaches which come. They flourish in a certain place. Similarly, in a gutter, sometimes you find the mosquitoes flourish. Similarly, if you keep some sweet open, you bring some Balaji Laddu and leave it in the room open, you will find thousands of ants will flourish. So, a certain type of condition makes certain things flourish. Similarly, when the ground is barren, nothing grows on the ground. Whereas when a Ganga flows, because of the flow of pure waters, lotuses and lilies, they all flourish. In the same manner, yatra gayanti madbhakta, tatra tishtami narada. Lord says that wherever my devotees congregate together, and they chant and dance together, in this way, they evoke my presence by the chanting of the holy name. So the Lord is saying that. So in the process of devotional service, Navavida Bhakti, epitomized by the chanting of the holy name, if this can make the Lord be present in the midst of devotees, it's a very simple process. But the challenge in this process is we have to be very attentive and alert. Because the tendency in the material world is always to go down. Like you see, a flower which is blooming in the morning and becomes dried up in the evening. In the same manner, in the path of practicing religious principles, the greatest curse is becoming ritualistic and making our devotional offerings to the Lord a routine. Just like a few minutes ago, I was telling them to stop this Tanpura, which was going on. Because Tanpura was very dull and going in some wrong apaswara. You see, it's going in one direction. While the singer is singing beautifully, in a nice raga. So, when we are doing kirtan, the kartal, mridangam, everybody should align with the singer. Isn't it? Harmonium. Somebody enthusiastically takes a harmonium and sits, but goes in some other direction. Isn't it? So, that is why does it happen? Because we become used to the routine. Because you have to put some sound, some Tanpura sound. There's a recorded sound available, you put it. And then, whether it is matching with the voice, nobody cares, because there's a tendency for ritualistic this thing. Similarly, you see Tulsi Maharani is wearing beautiful outfits now. Because some time ago, some of the devotees wanted to make the outfits for Tulsi Maharani very, very, very divine looking. Neat and clean. They made a plan. So we have beautiful outfits. In the same manner, you will see, only when we put our consciousness to do something, then only things become very beautiful. And when that consciousness is not put, then the devotional service will become very dull. It will become daily routine. It will become mechanical. And mechanical things never attract the Lord at all. Absolutely not. Because you know very well from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Narada boy, he was... First time he saw the Lord, second time he sat in a good posture and tried to meditate, did the Lord come? Lord said no. Lord said that Avipakpakashayanam durdarshoham kuyoginam. The Lord said, you cannot mechanically capture me. You know, I am not someone to be easily captured. I am the Lord of the universe. But I become captured when a devotee is alert and attentive and serves me with full awareness and full consciousness. Then I will be presented in such a place. So the chanting of the holy name tends to become mechanical also for us. After several days and several months and several years of chanting, completing the rounds becomes the ultimate goal of life. Rather than giving feelings of love for Krishna. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to like one shloka of Kunti Maharani. Tvai me ananya vishaya matir madhupate sakrit ratim udbahatat adha gange vaugham udhanvati. This verse means, my dear Lord Krishna, may my mind, like the Ganges, incessantly, without any obstructions, flow towards the ocean of your lotus feet. You know, the service opportunity at the Lord's lotus feet is like ocean. The chanting, dancing and performing Navavida Bhakti and all types of services. And our mind should flow towards Lord's lotus feet. Although there may be some obstructions midway, the Ganges water flows upward, downward, sideways. It rushes towards Lord's, it rushes to the ocean. Similarly, Kunti is praying that may my mind always attentively perform devotional service and let it not get distracted by anything else. So, the anniversary day of the Lord's appearance is celebrated especially to remind ourselves that the Lord has so kindly agreed to come in this beautiful form of Radha Vrindavan Chandra. He is attractive to not only devotees, he is attractive even to non-devotees, even to the new people. People who do not, people who come once, they become attracted, they want to come again and again to see him. So in this way, he has very mercifully descended in this world to offer the service to his lotus feet and keep thousands and thousands of devotees stout and joyful in their spiritual life. And so much so, that we can forget the existence of the material world altogether by circumambulating him, by bowing to his lotus feet, by praising him, by singing him, eating his remnants, and by taking association of the all the acharyas who are sitting at his lotus feet and their preachings. So this great blessing has come upon us in our lives, and let us try to be very consciously alert in offering ourselves, our kaya, vacha, manasa at his lotus feet. Especially today, he's all the more prominently present because today is the day he appeared in this world to give his association and give the opportunity for service and give the opportunity to take part in Harinam Sankirtan, by which we can be completely cleansed of all the malam in our heart. And we can post ourselves in the Vaikuntha platform where there are no inabilities or any condition, material conditions do not apply. In this way, we can very easily transcend the three gunas and return to the eternal realm of Vaikuntha by taking his presence very seriously. Harinam Prabhu ki. Let's offer our humble obeisances and to all the Vaishnavas.